Chapter 22.
Have you anything else to say?
Celine said from atop Inferno's back. They had returned to the spot they had left. Nath kneeled in the thick grass. An empty vessel, trembling. Smoke filled his eyes, and his face was coated in soot and sweat. Through the hazy heat, he could make out his friends at the bottom, still surrounded by the Sky Raiders. A single command from Celine, and they'd all be burned corpses.
What have I done? What have I said that unleashed such evil?
Shum, Snargle, and all the gnomes were wiped out. Shaking, he rose up with Fang gripped in two hands.
Why did you kill them, if you needed them?
Inspecting her nails, Celine said,
I had to make sure they could not be used against me. And besides, I have enough stones already. And there are plenty of crystal gnomes. We just have to dig more out of their holes.
That doesn't make any sense,
Nath said, torn and advancing. Inferno lowered his horned head between the two of them. A blast of hot air came from his nose. Celine walked up to his crown of horns and sat down between them.
Do you want to end this war before it blossoms further?
I'm not the one that started this fight,
Nath replied.
True, but you are the cause of it.
That's a lie,
he said.
Is it now?
Her eyes grazed over his scales.
But you and I are black dragons, Nath. We're destined to fight for dominion over the world. But together, we can stop that. Together, we can end it all today.
Usually, Nath had little trouble telling truth from a lie. But he was having trouble today. Celine was seasoned. Intelligent, clever. He wanted to believe her, and he was drawn to her power.
Evil twists the truth into a well-spun lie. It will catch you before you see it.
What do you propose?
Nath said, looking down over the rim before fixing his eyes back on hers.
A truce,
she said.
With conditions.
Such as?
The feline fury drifted out of the sky and landed alongside Inferno. Its eyes were bright. Nath remembered tangling with it before in the caves where he battled Kryzak. It had grown and sprouted wings, making for a unique beast, both feline and serpentine.
You come with me,
she said.
For 5 years, the war ends, and none of your companions below will die. And I assure you, Nath Dragon, else all of them will die.
5 years? As your prisoner? I'd rather die first.
Oh, don't think of it like that. You will have limited freedom, assuming you don't interfere.
She stood, walked down Inferno's nose, and put one arm around the fury. Its purring rumbled in its throat.
And thousands, tens of thousands, won't have to die. Assuming you stay true to your word.
Her eyes bore into his.
There is much I can teach you, Nath. There is much you need to know.
She breathed a ball of fire into her hand and tossed it over the rim.
Take some time and let me show you. Unlock your great powers.
And who taught you, Gorn Gratek?
Surprised, she said,
Ah, so he's visited you.
He said he'd destroy me.
And he will. And all of your friends. Unless you come with me.
This wasn't how Nath had envisioned the final battle. He had pictured himself leading one great dragon army into battle against another. Now, it was just himself versus all of them. He felt the sword warming his hands.
Any ideas, Fang?
Another presence entered his mind.
Nath.
The voice of Bezog was in his thoughts.
You cannot surrender. They are deceivers, defilers.
I cannot let all of you die either.
Nath replied with thought.
We fight for you, Nath. For Nalzambur. Dying is part of that. Our sacrifice. Our call. Don't let all we've fought so much for be lost.
Nath thought back.
There will be another time and place to fight again, I promise.
Nath, don't do this. Don't do this. They can destroy us, but don't let them destroy you. This is all a trap, using us against you. Help will come, Nath. You must be patient.
Maybe so, but I won't watch my friends die today.
Nath thought.
Then all our efforts are in vain.
I'm making a truce so no harm will come to any of you.
Don't!
Forgive me, but I must.
Nath thought before breaking his connection with Bezog.
Selene?
Yes?
Send away the dragons as a sign of good faith.
So be it,
she said, then uttered a word. The grayscalers disappeared into the sky. The sky raiders lifted from the earth and flew beyond the forest. The feline fury glided over the hills until it was gone, leaving Nath, Selene, and Inferno all alone on the plain at the top of the cliff.
I might not have an answer to this today, but I will have one soon enough.
Are you satisfied?
Selene said, climbing onto Inferno's back. Nath nodded and said,
5 years of peace.
Assuming there's no provocation,
she said.
Do you agree to this truce, Nath Dragon?
I do,
he said.
Then come,
she said.
But there is one more thing. Your sword. You won't be needing it anymore.
Nath swallowed, eyed the mystic blade, and stuck it in the ground. He rubbed the dragon pommels before he walked away, saying, Goodbye, old friend. Brenwar watched with exasperation. His friend, his charge, Nath Dragon, climbed onto the back of the great dragon with High Priestess Selene. Inferno's wings spread, flapped, and lifted him into the air.
No, you don't! No, you don't!
Brenwar roared. He snatched a stone from the pile and hurled it with all his might. Nath's flame red hair ducked it. The dragon lifted, up, 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 and out of sight. Brenwar's heavy shoulders sagged.
How can he do this? How can he do this?
He did it so we could live,
Bezog said, sighing.
It's bad, isn't it, Bezog?
Ben said. He locked Akron away.
But at least those dragons are gone. I'd be lying if I said I didn't see my life getting short.
He rubbed his grizzled chin and eyed the sky.
I would have died for him, though.
Now what? Brenwar said. Do we go after him? We must, shouldn't we?
It's up to him now,
Bezog said, leaning on his staff and grimacing.
Are you there? Are you there?
Hoven yelled inside the scorched cave.
Yes!
A voice cried from behind a strange wall of stone. Hoven could also hear sobbing on the other side.
You were here!
It was Shum's voice. He was certain. Hoven could barely make out the muffled voices, but one spoke fast, sobbing with distress.
Oh, they've died! They've died! All of them!
It was a gnome.
We have to dig them out of there,
Hoven said to the other roaming rangers. He ran his fingers along the strange glob of stone that sealed off the small cave. The rock was charred and singed, and it had an odd aroma to it.
How did he get behind this?
Running his hands over the strange formation, it hit him.
Oh, my.
The rocks were small bodies, knotted together.
The gnomes.
In the dim light, his eyes adjusted and could make out their small bearded faces, frozen in pain and anguish. A roaming ranger arrived with a pick and started to swing. Hoven barred his path and said,
"We must wait."
8 small graves covered in wildflowers rested in the falling light. Snargle spoke for more than an hour, with tears streaming from his eyes. Ben barely understood a word of it, but he did understand one thing the bald gnome said.
"I live because they died. I wish it was the other way around. And all these years I didn't think they much liked me. I will remember. I will do right by them."
It was evening. Bezog, Ben, Brenwar, Snargle, Shum, Hoven, and the rest of the roaming rangers had led the horses up the roads to the meadow at the top of the cliff. Nath's sword Fang had been recovered, but the warm glow of a campfire did little to lift the gloom.
"You have no Nath dragon to assist now, Shum,"
Bezog said.
"Now what will you do?"
Shum stood with his back to the fire, staring beyond the dark.
"It's all unfortunate and unforeseen. I cannot answer that,"
the wilder elf said.
"But the battle is still going on, and there are plenty more that need saving. We'll focus on that."
He turned and faced Bezog from the other side of the fire.
"And what will you do?"
He looked at Brenwar and Ben.
"It's been a long time since I've been home. I'll probably start there."